It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And guys, I hope you've planned ahead because we're quickly approaching the most romantic day of the entire year.
Thank God it's Sunday because everyone's scrambling on Saturday.
Talking about National Peanut Butter Lovers Day.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
baby. That's what I was talking about, too. Get those spoons ready.
March 1st, start booking your peanut butter massages now.
Oh, massages?
Yes, before it's far too late.
Huh. Okay. It's going to take a lot of like soap to get that off.
Oh, yeah. I am so excited for that. But before we get to the PB&L, peanut butter and love, we need to address the smaller, less romantic holiday that's coming up, Valentine's Day. And if you're into that kind of thing, it's hard finding a good gift during a normal year.
Mm-hmm.
But keeping the romance alive during a pandemic, that's going to be especially difficult.
Oh, man.
Luckily for us, a list just came out of the top romantic gift ideas we're positive your Valentine has never received before.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Is it bad that I actually want cute sweats this year? I mean, skip the lingerie and give me an elastic waist.
That's what your husband wants to hear.
Yeah.
I mean,
you're married. It makes sense now.
I think I'm not alone.
Probably right. But for anybody that wants to step their game up, here's some items you can think about. For example, there's a device called Pillow Talk.
Okay.
It's if the pandemic's forced you and your Valentine into a socially distanced situation, you can feel a little closer to them with the Pillow Talk speaker. You and your partner wear wristbands every night, and they measure the rhythm of your heartbeat, and then it transmits that to your lover's pillow, wherever they might be.
What? So you can, like, hear the beat of their heart.
Yeah, their pillow beats along in real time with your heart to make it feel like their head's laying on your chest.
And then you get to snuggle the hair doll that you made from their leftover hair.
But wait, what if they're cheating on you and their pillow's going off like crazy heart rate? They're like, honey, go to bed. It's 1 a.m. Why are you so excited?
The Pillow Talk will only set you back $200 if you're interested.
Never mind.
If that sounds a little bit too ridiculous for you, though, there's an expert masseuse from Switzerland who's based out of North America, and for $5,000, she'll fly to your city and give you the best white caviar facial you've ever had.
That sounds like something I shouldn't Google.
Yeah, I don't want to.
No, it's not like those cheap, like, beluga egg facials.
What are beluga
rare sturgeon eggs that get smeared onto your face for 90 minutes to keep your skin looking youthful and vibrant.
No.
And she claims members of the royal family have used her in the past.
Do you get to eat the caviar?
I can't get behind that.
I don't know, but I just love the idea of rich people smearing fish eggs all over their face.
Yeah, this is elite.
Yeah, totally.
These are from a list of the top most romantic Valentine's gifts that are guaranteed your partner's never received before.
And that's true. Everything you've said so far, I never heard of.
They're thoughtful with this list, though, because the next Valentine's gift idea is for singles.
Okay.
Yeah,
if you find yourself dateless on Valentine's, fear not, because the food company Stonyfield Organic has got you covered.
Oh, I love their yogurt.
They're offering a special Valentine's Day package for singles called Date with a Cow.
What?
So you'll
get,
my God. That's my usual Valentine's
Day. Okay, listen.
You're going to get a 15-minute Zoom call with a cow from one of their dairy farms. You'll also get festive treats from Stonyfield and a stuffed animal cow to cuddle with when you're alone on Valentine's night.
Oh, my God.
I already know. I'll just moo, 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 moo.
Yeah.
Hey, how are you feeling? Are you in a good mood?
The cow date will run you $50, but the company says all proceeds are being donated to help support organic dairy farmers.
Even better. Wow. I love it.
Yeah, cow date. Sign us all up.
Yeah, cow date sounds great.
All right, well, now back to couples gifts.
Okay.
Yeah, how about a romantic selfie toaster?
A what?
The description says, quote, if you want your Valentine to know you're the best thing since sliced bread, make it literal.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I
see Brooke doing this.
No, I see my husband getting this. You haven't met my husband, Alexis, but he is the king of dad jokes.
Like,
he is a corny, amazing person.
Yes, this toaster will literally burn your smiling face onto every piece of toast that your partner eats for the rest of their lives.
And we can see a picture right here. It looks pretty accurate.
I feel like this is going to end in a lot of disdain. Like, just buttering him harder and harder and just getting more angry every time you make a piece of toast.
You don't have to do that.
Go for the bowl of cereal that morning, Brooke.
I just see in the future.
If you're interested, they're available on a lot of websites right now for about $75 a pop.
They do look really cool. It
is funny.
What else can you get off this special list of romantic Valentine's gifts? They say nothing says love like the personal ambassador to love, Bachelor host Chris Harrison. He just joined Cameo, and for a mere $375, he'll record a personalized video message where he'll ask your significant other if she or he will accept your rose.
Okay,
that's
$375, you can get Jose and I for $20.
Yeah!
I'm just saying.
And we donate our proceeds to charity.
Yeah.
He'll wish you a happy Valentine's Day, and honestly, I don't know what else he does. Maybe he gets into, like, a limo, walks back to his mansion, takes a bath in a chocolate hot tub. I don't know. But pay the $375 and you're going to find out if it'll be the most dramatic Valentine's Day ever.
Right?
Will it help me get on the show? Because I'll do it.
And finally, the number one Valentine's Day gift from this list.
Ooh, number one. What
I know a lot of men want to buy sexy lingerie for their special ladies. Oh, but what if a woman wants to buy some sexy bedroom attire for her man?
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm glad you asked, because now you can buy Operation Boxers.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Like
They're
the game?
A bright yellow pair of spandex boxer briefs with the image of the popular board game Operation printed right across the front.
Brooke is awkward. Just look at her.
The description says, quote, "These playful skivvies will set the mood to make any Valentine want to go play doctor."
I mean, you guys, those pieces for Operation are tiny. Every time you touch it, there's a...
Nope, that's not it, honey. Nope, that's not the right spot.
The boxers even come with a tiny set of tweezers to use at your leisure.
That's kind of an insult, isn't it? Am I wrong?
Well, you'll be happy to know it only costs $25 if you're interested.
Yeah.
So
and your relationship, it costs that. Yeah.
Text into 78592. Which one of those gifts should Brooke buy for her husband?
Not my year.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just gonna let you know.
All right.
We switch.
Your phone tab's coming up right up.